There are several key regional races on the statewide ballot in the October 24th election. Here's a look at the race for Jefferson Parish President. When Jefferson Parish President John Young decided to run for Lieutenant Governor, five candidates stepped up to take his place. The position itself is mostly administrative, but there is political potential in the top spot in the second most populous parish in the state. New Orleans Advocate columnist Stephanie Grace says the parish has proven itself a political stepping stone.
Jefferson Parish really has launched a lot of major politicians. David Vitter started off in the legislature in Jefferson Parish, now running for governor in the U.S. Senate. Steve Scalise is the congressman from that area, also came out of the legislature. He's now the number three person in the U.S. House. Bobby Jindal briefly represented that area in Congress, even though he's from Baton Rouge. He moved to the area really just to take that congressional seat for a few years while he was ready to run for governor again.
A poll done late last month by JMC Analytics and Polling shows two front runners have emerged: Kenner Mayor Mike Yenny and Jefferson Parish Councilman Elton Lagasse. The survey of 630 likely voters showed 32% favored Yenny, with 18% supporting Lagasse. University of New Orleans political science professor Ed Chervenak says there's been more squabbling than substance in the race.
Well, they haven't really been talking about the issues in the campaign. It's been more about personal attacks than anything, but it seems to me the issue of leasing the hospitals should be a prominent issue in that particular contest. It seems to be kind of a messy process on leasing both of the public hospitals in Jefferson Parish, and so I'm sure voters have questions about that.
Just this month, Lagasse sued Yenny over a campaign ad. It was dropped this week after both candidates agreed to stop accusing each other of supporting tax increases. Chervenak notes that the recent polling shows 44% of the voters are undecided. Grace says that because there are two well-known candidates in the race, a winner could emerge without a runoff. If that doesn't happen, a runoff will be held November 21st.